It's Wednesday, January 29, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Vitbian. Telkom and the National Housing Enterprise have formed a partnership to advance the housing sector by focusing on smart housing. Chief Exec Stanley Shanapinda says the Memorandum of Understanding outlines collaboration in ICT infrastructure, digital services and affordable housing, combining TN's tech expertise with NHE's housing solutions.
So the NHE and Telkom Namibia have been discussing for a while now how we can form strategic partnerships. NHE is the National Housing Institution, and as Telkom Namibia, we've got a project to connect houses to fiber. So we're looking at how we can do that in a faster and more efficient way and setting up houses that are smart house ready so that the civil works and the planning can all be done in the beginning, and it gives the customers and the new house owners a lot more convenience that they can connect easily to when fiber services then rolled out.
A temporary power disruption occurred at the West Wing of Windhoek Central Hospital on 24 January due to a malfunctioning secondary water storage tank. Ben Nangombe is the Health Ministry's Executive Director, who says the overflow caused water to seep into an electricity distribution box, triggering a short circuit. Nangombe says that the Works and Health Ministries and the City of Windhoek quickly restored power to critical areas like the intensive care units.
The patients who were accommodated in the affected areas were relocated to appropriate places within the Windhoek Central Hospital. No patients were relocated elsewhere. There was no patient who was exposed to any risk or any danger. So we basically commend the team of dedicated men and women who responded promptly to this particular power disruption. So we urge the public, of course, to follow and rely on the factual information coming from the ministry regarding matters of this nature.
To our southern neighbour, where the Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts has criticised government's neglect of the Defence Ministry after 13 South African National Defence Force soldiers died in clashes with M23 rebels in the DRC. SCOPA spokesperson Zongezo Zibi highlighted the dire consequences of inadequate support in active conflict zones.
The state of the Department of Defence is a threat to the lives of the personnel. When we see something such as we see in the DRC, it's more triggering than it otherwise would be.
Staying with the DRC, demonstrators in Kinshasa attacked the embassies of Rwanda, France, Belgium and the United States, condemning international inaction over the escalating crisis in the DRC. Meanwhile, gunfire echoed through parts of Goma as Congolese troops clashed with militia fighters backed by Rwandan forces. The eastern city has turned into a battleground since fighters from the Tutsi-led M23 armed group and Rwandan troops entered central Goma on Sunday night. Internationally, a number of non-profit organizations are suing the Trump administration in the United States following a freeze on federal aid programs. The government is stopping financial assistance to programs which include school meals for low-income students as well as foreign USAID assistance. Nick Harper reports for us from Washington.
The organizations are seeking a temporary restraining order to stop the freeze from starting. The pause on federal grants and loans kicks in by the end of Tuesday, impacting potentially billions of dollars and affecting healthcare, housing, and early childhood education, as well as hitting foreign aid programs funded through USAID. It may also include funding for more than 70 million people who get Medicaid health insurance. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.